Picture a teacher flipping through a magazine in a worn-out teacher's lounge, exhausted from a decade of managing behavioral crises and writing individualized education plans. He stumbles upon an article about Space Camp, NASA's elite program where gifted students build rockets and simulate space missions. Then comes the audacious thought, "What if my special education students could do this?" The immediate response from colleagues was brutal. "Are you out of your mind?" When he called Space Camp, administrators carefully explained their rigorous curriculum designed for gifted children. His own principal laid out the harsh reality: IQs below 85, broken homes, fifth grade reading levels. Yet Mike Kirschisch saw something others missed. Watching his sons fold paper airplanes one evening, experimenting through trial and error, he recognized that hands-on learning could unlock potential that traditional academics couldn't measure. This wasn't just about Space Camp. It was about challenging a system that had written off 20 students before they'd even had a chance to prove themselves. Securing approval meant navigating institutional resistance at every level. Without permission, Kirschisch drafted a proposal and leveraged his sister's connection to Congressman Paul Henry, who called Space Camp on their behalf. When his principal and special education coordinator rejected the plan, citing the $50,000 cost and curriculum concerns, Kirschisch bypassed them, presenting directly to the school board. Superintendent Mike Washburn arranged for him to address all regional superintendents, who surprisingly approved initial funding. At NASA's Teacher in Space Conference in Houston, Kirschisch experienced the discrimination his students faced daily. Seated in the back corner because his name tag read Special Education, he was dismissed as an afterthought. NASA's PR executive called the plan the stupidest thing I've ever heard, showing him their pitiful offerings, just Braille instructions in a dark room. The Kellogg Foundation rejected their funding proposal, leaving no backup. Then came an unexpected miracle. Dan Trierweiler, a local Burger King franchise owner, called Kirschisch to a meeting. "I like underdogs. I want to see you win," he said, pledging the entire $50,000. This remarkable turn illustrated a painful truth. Systems designed to help special needs students often become their greatest barriers, requiring extraordinary persistence and someone who simply believed underdogs deserve their shot. These weren't typical students. Stephanie Ranks stood 6'2" with thick glasses and endured taunts of Alice the Goon. Scott Gowdy battled dyslexia and alopecia. Ben had Down syndrome. Steve's Tourette's caused involuntary outbursts. Marion was fighting leukemia. Lewis had survived 27 foster homes. Nearly all were convinced of their worthlessness. At suburban Forest Hills Northern High School, they faced cruel treatment from peers and faculty contempt. Kirschisch avoided the teacher's lounge after hearing, "Hey Kirschisch, you know what your idiots did today?" too many times. Building this broken group into a team required creativity. They built miniature space shuttles that made abstract concepts concrete. A custom board game transformed NASA's acronym-heavy language into competitive fun. Evening stargazing sessions at Kirschisch's home turned abstract astronomy into observable phenomena while building friendships. A bowling outing revealed unexpected talents. Pat Zerfus scored 236 using professional techniques while Kirschisch struggled. Their first underwater exercise at the YMCA ended in disaster. Despite building tetrahedrons perfectly on land, they fell apart in water, flailing individually, dropping pieces, fighting. Yet through persistence, transformation began. Former astronaut Jack Lusma praised them to reporters. "These kids do it blind while treading water. If you ask me, they're ready for space camp right now." Students battled crushing personal struggles. Lewis's alcoholic foster father exploited him as farm labor. When caught stealing food, his social worker dismissed him. Lewis burns bridges. Kirschisch refused to give up. For special education students, clocks constantly reminded them of their limitations. Space Camp offered no accommodations. All missions had strict deadlines, creating immense anxiety. Relentless bullying compounded their challenges. After Kerji's football team lost their opener, some players blamed his divided attention and targeted special education students. They tricked Ben, who has Down syndrome, into hugging unwilling girls. Students found lockers sealed with superglue. Stephanie faced constant torment, either breaking down or exploding in profanity-laced tirades. Unlike others, she wouldn't back down, worsening her situation. Space camp preparation forced students to confront these demons, building resilience, managing time pressure, and developing confidence. The turning point came when Kerji's discovered boys harassing Stephanie and his football players rallied around them, ending the bullying. When students received their blue NASA flight suits, they treated them with extraordinary care, tucking napkins into collars at breakfast, refusing fruit juice to avoid stains, displaying a pride Kerji's had never witnessed before. At the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, the students aced the entrance exam with the highest average score, 18.7 out of 25, beating competitors worldwide. Their first mission started flawlessly, perfect liftoff, booster separation, and fuel tank jettison. Then disaster struck at 18 minutes when they missed the satellite release window. Stephanie froze, panic spread, and girls sobbed in the cockpit. Scott Godey stepped forward. "We have an hour and a half left. This is not over. Remember, coach, if you make a mistake, put it behind you. We can make this up as a team." His leadership transformed everything. The second half was nearly perfect. Flawless docking, successful spacewalks, professional anomaly handling. The shuttle landed with an astonishing 96.5 out of 100. Their second mission showcased greater maturity. Steve instantly solved the notorious Christmas tree anomaly. When Marion fell ill, Andrea Burke, the least expected volunteer, stepped up to complete Marion's experiment. The mission ended with an incredible 98.5. At graduation, the Burger King team won third place for best mission. Then Dr. Barnhart announced the Right Stuff Award, the camp's most prestigious honor. Scott Godey won against 150 brilliant students. His response revealed remarkable character. He borrowed scissors and cut his ribbon into 20 pieces. "We're a team, right? Then everyone should have a piece of this." The Forest Hills Northern team's success opened doors for other special needs students at Space Camp, which now offers programs for learning disabled, hearing impaired, and visually impaired students. Mike Kirschis became president of Space is Special, Inc., securing NASA and National Science Foundation grants to expand the program across 7 states, providing hundreds of scholarships annually. The individual students thrived. Steve Bennett became a paramedic and video producer. Louis Dayhuff owns a woodworking business. Scott Gowdy works at Corona Door Corporation. Marion Mills works in hospital food service and remains cancer-free. Stephanie Rinks has worked as a nurse's aide for over a decade. Ben Schmidt holds 2 jobs in printing and as a stock clerk. They proved that special education describes learning differences, not limitations. When Scott Gowdy cut his Right Stuff Award ribbon into 20 pieces, he acknowledged that individual achievement is inseparable from collective effort. In an educational landscape focused on standardized testing, this story reminds us that profound learning happens when students exceed their own sense of what's possible. Sometimes the most important lesson isn't found in textbooks. It's discovered when someone believes in you enough to help you reach for the stars.